بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا أن الله تبارك وتعالى created نبي آدم عليه الصلاة والسلام. It was the first fight that was going to occur with the jinn, what we today call Iblis, the devil, Shaitan. He could not see why was somebody else given authority, power, given some love over him. It made him very upset, angry, and a lot of funny things he said. From here we learn, whenever you fight, you argue, and whenever you start swearing, normally when husband and wife start arguing, then what you do? You always try to hit on that point that pains the most. So she will always say, your mother is like this. And the mother never got involved at all. Husband and wife are fighting, the mother will say, I never said anything. Like, why you have to swear me like? The devil is like this. Whenever it comes on our tongue when we talk like this, then we know that at the moment we are like the devil. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam kept quiet. This is Adam, this is man. When the fight is on, then the one who talks a lot and swears and opposes, you say, you like the devil. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard a person outside, he was very upset. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had he read, A'udhu billah, I seek Allah's protection from the devil. Said, he would not have been like this. Said, did you not see it's getting red, it's getting inflamed? Shaitan got very upset. And a lot of things he said, which only in anger can you say those things. To Almighty Allah he said, do you want me to make sajda to him, whereas I am better than him? Normally to Allah, who will ever talk that? And then he went one further, he said, that if you will allow, give me grace and I will show you that this what you created is not good at all. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, what you want? He said, give me a chance to show. And then are things he said, amongst it he said, لَا أَتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. I will come upon this man from behind, from in front, from the right, from the left. I will launch such an attack. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. You will not find, you will find the majority of them is mine, is not yours. You will hardly find them thanking you, they'll be thanking me. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala let him say what he had to say. It's like how the person will say, these children are mine, they'll never be yours. I'll show you. You will cry one day. That's how the devil was talking. And he said, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ. Forget encouraging them. A time will come where I will order. See this, I will order. Who do you order? You order your own slaves. Meaning a time will come where man will be my slave, O Allah, not your slave. And I will give them then an order, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. How you created them, I will order them to change that. And when an order comes, then what the worker says? The worker says, but my boss ordered. That's what an order is. Where the slave says, I also don't like it, but you know what? I work for someone. Said, I will order. That was like the peak. Where the people on earth will become my slave, not your slave. And in a great portion of history, in recent times, we all know of the Statue of Liberty. The coming of the Statue of Liberty was an announcement to the world that we have entered a stage where man, majority of man, has accepted to be the slave of the devil and not to be the slave of Allah. So on the Statue of Liberty at the bottom, if anyone ever saw it, they got chains. And those chains are like broken. And then something is written there which means that give me your children and I will set them all free. And then you got Statue of Liberty with its fire. So many people had to discuss, like, what was all of this? The amount of money that was put in. So huge. What was the message behind it? So part of the message was, the Statue of Liberty was made very high. That height of the Statue of Liberty is very similar to the height that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said was the height of Adam alayhi salam when he came on earth. So Statue of Liberty was to represent man, but as a mock, even Adam alayhi salatu wasallam. So huge they made. And then instead of a man, Liberty means Lady Liberty. So it was going to be a woman. That when the woman will talk, they also will make decisions. Then that statue, that Lady Liberty now lifts up the flame. The flame is to say that what when Allah Tabarakallah said to the devil, make sajda, prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. At that time Iblis said, you created me, I am fire. And he is sand. Fire goes up. Where will I ever be lower than sand? So the Statue of Liberty was to say that yes, the fire belongs above all of us. So whoever was going to be ready to put the fire above his head and say, I'm your slave, then the devil will say, I set you free. That's called liberty. You are now free to do with your body whatever you want. That's why they say the Statue of Liberty represents prostitution. I am Lady Prostitute. I can speak with who I want, mix with who I want, show what I want, act how I want. Why? Because no longer am I the slave of the one who created me. And I'm very happy about it. That's the statue. When he said, وَلَعَامُرَنَّهُمْ I will order. It meant the time will come that there will be people in the world, even if they don't want to do it, because of my order, they will themselves say, I don't feel right in this, but what to do? My boss orders. I can't pull out. It was perhaps about 17 years ago, or about 17 years ago when I made my first trip to the UK. So in one of those meetings that I had with some friends, one person said to me that he was promoted in that business of his, which is called like a government, some work. And then he said, and recently they gave him another promotion. And in that promotion, your salary changes to very big numbers. But if you're earning so much, you must be ready to double or triple. Who won't take that? And in pounds, you'll be like the millionaire of the world. So I asked him, like, why you never took it? He said, amazing this place is, that when you get promotion, you even move up the floor. So on the lower floor is people who are low promotion. They do the work there. Then you get promotion, your floor changes. Now you don't mix with the low class. Now you enter the lift and you go, now you second floor. Second floor means you like second floor. You're closer to the heavens. Then you get third floor, fourth floor. So wherever he got a promotion. The only thing that stopped him taking the promotion is that someone said to him that, you know, in the next floor, one of the conditions to be part of that floor is that you must ready for man to be with man and woman to be with woman. So it got nothing to do with religion. It's promotion. When you come in that floor, if there's a man, he plays around with a man. And where there's a woman, she plays around with a woman. And if you're not ready for it, then you don't take the promotion. But that figure that was put on that promotion, that figure, most of the people who went up that lift, that first day they were not happy that another man will be interfering with me, another woman will be interfering because of that number. That now my problems of life will get sorted. That amount I needed to earn, I'll earn. Most of them, when they entered there, they were not happy about it. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ I will give such an order that even if they're not happy, they will change how Allah created them. فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ After I heard that, then I made some research. I found in parliaments, in many of these, what we call Western countries, One of the things that are made mandatory before the person can be given the right to become the head of the state is he must finally allow himself to engage in what he himself would never have done. He would say, I'm a Christian. They'd say, your religion is one side. Do you want to be the head of the state? And if he would say, yes, then they would say, then do what we want. This is wala'a murannahu. There was a time where it was kept only on heads, high class, until a time came where the high class had to become used to it. So used to it that it was now easy to say the lower class now must be told, you also do it. When today the world is wondering, how is this call where governments have said, we will give punishment to anyone who will oppose the system. You will wonder which government could ever make this law. When that thing was prepared, where the devil said, I will order. And order is, they will be my slaves. Even if they're not happy, they will be unable to say, we're not happy about the situation. How further we are going, and where the end is. So I will try to bring at the ending, and then we go backwards. The ending will be which Allah Tabarakala says, وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا. From the beginning our decision has passed. This is like how when a match is taking place, and the one who knows everything about the teams, and Almighty Allah is عَالِمُ الْغَيْبُ وَالشَّهَادَ. Allah is the one that I trust and you trust. A normal coach, if he says, I'll tell you who's going to win this, no matter what. Don't worry about the matches at the beginning. I'm telling you who's going to win. The only way he can say it is match fixing. But by Almighty Allah, when Allah said, let me tell you who's going to win this match. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا. From the beginning our decision passed. وَلَقَدْ سَبَقَتْ كَلِمَتُنَا لِعِبَادِنَا الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِنَّهُمْ لَهُمُ الْمَنْصُورُونَ وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. At the end of this match, our army will be the one who will be standing. We are going to win this match. This is what Allah is saying. Our army is going to win it. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. But there will be a time just before the ending where the world will be looking and we say, we are not winning this at all. And at that time people will start losing courage. And they will say, kufr has now become so strong in the schools, in the universities, in the markets, so loud that if we want to say something also, I can't say it. Allah Tabarakallah says, during that time, فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ. Just look the other side. وَأَبْصِرْهُمْ فَسَوْفَ يُبْصِرُونَ. And just keep your eye. Very soon, they also going to see the truth. You will have to just be a little patient in this time. How patient? What will happen or what has happened already? And what is different of this ummah from the people of the past? Allah Tabarakallah speaks of the people of the past. One was what we call Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. How fast the change took place. When Adam alayhi salatu was salam came, then everyone understood Allah. Because Adam alayhi salam introduced everyone to Allah. His one son became upset and he ran away and he became the devil's man. He killed the other son. But the majority was Adam's. Say, my father is Adam, my grandfather is Adam, great-grandfather is Adam. Where your father came from Jannah, paradise, what happened? It was him and the devil. My father was Adam, unique, he never spoke. As for the devil, he was wild. As soon as my father came onto earth, my father said, Allah, if I was wrong, please forgive me. As for the devil, where was the devil? I hate the devil, I love my grandfather. Everyone was talking. And then Allah Tabarakala made it that the devil is called a devil. You can call him a magician also. So fast he was able to make magic. that when Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu was salam was sent, there was not one person who was ready to listen to him. But as he would say to everyone, but you are the children of Adam. And the people will say, no, we don't want to hear about Adam. When the world changed in recent times, first thing that was made, what we call the theory of Darwin's theory of revolution, where the thing would be said, you are the children of Adam. And the child in the school will say, no, I came from a monkey. To remove Adam alayhi salam. So if Nuh alayhi salam said, but who's your father? And I got nothing to do. Who's this Adam? Because as soon as I link up with Adam, it means that the devil and Adam, my father, are not friends. If they're not friends, if someone says to you, you know who murdered your grandfather? You say, yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It does matter. He says, you know that person who's always playing soccer with you? He's the one who killed your mother. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. And then a time comes, actually she's not my mother. So it doesn't matter. Because I like him so much, even if he killed my mother, I'll say she's not my mother. But I'll never leave him. First thing for man to become the slave of the devil was man had to forget he is the son of Adam. So it was taken out. You came from a monkey. And everyone just said, no problem. Like, wherever we came from, what it matters, let's play soccer. Whereas it mattered a lot. And if I came from Adam, then who doesn't like Adam? That's the one who I don't like. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gave da'wat. And he gave da'wat. And he gave da'wat. And there was the people who would say to Nuh alayhi salam, you know, you came to my father. And you came to my grandfather. Didn't you see my father and grandfather told you, stop irritating us? But Nuh alayhi salam carried on and carried on and carried on and carried on, which Allah Tabarakallah says over 900 years. Over 900 years, and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will end off when he goes onto his boat with a handful. In 950 years, there is a group of people who will follow him, no one else. And then Allah Tabarakallah will reveal to him, after this number, no one is going to listen to you. And this is the point we're going to mention on each. What is different from this ummah and the people of the past? Allah has blessed us because of a relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this ummah is not stubborn. This ummah is not stubborn. It was this unique thing that the devil was stubborn. If the devil was not stubborn, he could have also said, Allah, I'm sorry. His stubborn nature has pulled him till today, and he will listen to this bayan also. Listening to this bayan, still his stubbornness will not allow him to say, Allah, I'm sorry. As for Adam alayhi salam, he never asked questions. As soon as he saw Allah was upset, for whatever reason, Adam alayhi salam said, Allah, I'm sorry. This ummah is not stubborn. When Nuh alayhi salam gave da'wah for 950 years, they were stubborn. When you are stubborn, the time comes where Allah Tabarakallah announced, no one is going to listen to you. Nuh alayhi salam said, oh Allah, then send the punishment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah will not be punished in that manner. Why? Because my ummah, no matter what happens, they will not be stubborn. They will fall. There will be misunderstandings. There will be fights. There will be arguments. The individual will come back in the masjid. Quran will be read. As Quran is read, his heart will melt. He could be the gangster yesterday. He will be the da'i tomorrow. He does not have the stubborn nature, I can't change. He will go for Hajj. There will be tattoos on his body. He will look at the Kaaba, he will come back crying. He will look at his body now, which yesterday he was proud about. Today he will be crying. He will say, Allah, how could I do what I did? He will say, you are the son of Adam. He will never be stubborn in front of Allah. This ummah got this. That the addict of yesterday could be the muballigh of tomorrow. The murderer of yesterday could be the sheikh of tomorrow. The one who did the worst crime yesterday could be telling the world, don't do it tomorrow. Look at how many people who opened up what is called drug rehabilitation centers. You will ask the man, what made you do this? He said, I was a drug addict. The man who was on drugs became the man who would save people from drugs. Today on the Dastar Khan they were speaking. They said one person from America, there they have something called American football. Like how we have rugby. I think it's American football. So they were explaining how you throw that ball. Like a bullet it goes, turning, turning. Then if you throw it on someone, you can kill him also. So he said, this one man is like that, master of the game. And all his friends are also this huge. He said, if ever you had to see this person, he said, when he came from America to South Africa, you have these estates, white estates, whatever estate, and they have laws, you can't be too loud, but non-Muslim. He said, this man throws a party for his friends. It is the music, it's the sound, it's the rock. Non-Muslims had to complain about a Muslim. That he broke all the laws. And he was not bothered at all. Then the man says, and recently when I saw this man, he said, now I found him with a turban. Now I found him with a beard. Now his kurta is covering his tattoos. He said, now I heard in America he is bringing the American football people in front of him. And on a Thursday night he is making zikr and they making zikr. He said, when I met the person's father, he said, forget what my son was. Forget Fajr, he is waking us up for tahajjud. Then he said that amazing, this person is saying, one man, how his life changed. He said, now in front of him, 20 people have changed their lives. He said, from those 20, if 2 or 3 now go to where he went, which made him change, and they come back, each one of them will change another 20 or 30. He said, I'm thinking of the system, how Allah broke through every barrier. He said, who would have thought this American footballer will change the world? One man changed 20, 20 became 200, 200, 2000, this ummah got it. Because this ummah is not stubborn. Nuh alayhi salam gave dawah upon dawah upon dawah upon dawah. Until Allah tawarakala says, they're not going to listen. Take the group that's with you and just go into the waters. And the floods have to wipe them away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummah, Allah will not send a punishment. Why? Because in my ummah, whenever a bayan will be given, there will definitely be at least one person, if not more, who even if he's involved in the worst wrong, he will say, Allah, I'm sorry. Whether he'll change tomorrow or not, it's a different story, but he'll accept that he is not right. He will never be the devil and said, I know what I am doing. Allah Tabarakala then says, so the punishment came, and we had to destroy all of them. ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا بَعْدُ الْبَاقِينَ Besides the ones on the boat, we had to destroy the rest. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةٌ Indeed, in this is a unique lesson, unique sign, that they were a nation who was not ready to listen. We had to wipe them out. Besides the waters of the sky, nothing could purify the earth. Then Allah Tabarakala says, so this ummah was going to see. And we already saw. The devil, what he did in the past, he just repeats his movies. He repeats his plans. He repeats his story. So he made the effort in the time of Nuh alayhi salam that everyone had to forget who they came from. And they all forgot. The devil repeated it. The theory of Darwin, it is a theory that you laugh about. You say, okay, the teacher taught it, finish now. You tell the teacher why you have to teach it. But if you go to the higher levels, those professors wrote about this. There was one who wrote it before he died. He wrote, for years I taught this at the highest level of education, and I did not believe it at all. But if I had to ever say that this goes against logic, I would have lost whatever perks I was receiving. Why he had to say this? Because they wanted the world to forget where we came from. Take Adam alayhi salam out. But the individual who says, I believe in Quran, he would just read one verse where Allah Tabarakallah says, and I created you. خَلَقْتُكَ بِيَدَيَّ O Adam, I created you with my own hand. With my own hand means personal attention was given to you. Allah Tabarakallah spoke of ذُرِّيَّةُ Adam, you are the children of Adam. How we took you out from the back of your father. How we took your promise. The individual who said, Allah said it. I am the son of Adam. Finished. This is not a nation that is stubborn. Because يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ at the beginning of Quran, Allah Tawarakallah said, this is a nation who believes in the unseen. When it is said to them, they say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا I have heard, I have obeyed. Then they say, غُفْرَانَكَ Allah, if until now I never know, please forgive me. This is not a stubborn nation. Allah Tabarakallah speaks about كذبت عاد المرسلين إذ قال لهم أخوهم هود ألا تتقون نبي هود عليه الصلاة والسلام came to a nation. People of Nuh عليه السلام were destroyed. Life carried on. Then a nation came who Allah تبارك الله had given power. And when you have power, the best that you can use your power is building. أتبنون بكل ريع آية تعبثون وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ The people of Hud were blessed with certain powers. When you get power and you utilize it, one is they utilized it in building. Their building was such, بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ on every high place, آيَةٍ it was a sign of its own. And why they were building it, ta'abathun, it was just as a game. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam asked, what is the sign of the hour, qiyamah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you will see the shepherd, when you will see the shepherd who yesterday had no shoes and he had no clothing and now he is competing with the other shepherds in putting up the highest of buildings, tallest of buildings. In the past, people used to build big buildings. No one ever went tall. Because you go tall, you have to climb. Who's going to climb so high? In that word, Allah's Nabi also explained, the time will come where the world will have skyscrapers. They will have lifts going up. It will be floor after floor, floor after floor. And each one that will be putting up will just want to go one higher to beat the other. Ta'abathun, it will be a game. Each one will be a sign of its own. Who will be competing the best? He said, when you, meaning the Arab. In recent times, about 150 years ago, the beginning of skyscrapers started in the world. Before that, if you had visited, you visit Dubai, there's one place in Dubai called it the frame of Dubai. When you go up the frame on one side of Dubai, they show you old Dubai. Meaning this was the world a few years ago. And on the other side of the frame they say this is new Dubai. Where the buildings have gone to the sky. The people of Hud alayhi salatu wassalam used to put up their buildings high. Allah Tabarakala was going to make it in this ummah, the time was going to come. Where the man who was the shepherd yesterday was going to compete in putting up the buildings higher and higher and higher. But when it would be going up, none of it would be going up to say, this is what Allah did. Everyone that was going up was to show, now I don't need Allah. I don't need. So they put up the buildings. وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ And then he said, and you have began putting up. مَصْنَعْ مَصَانِ means, like we normally will say, factories. But not a small factory where you're making couple of buildings and machines. He said, you are putting up factories, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ it seems that you feel you're going to live forever. That it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ had another meaning in it. When the man is putting up the factory, and you say to him, where did you get the money to pay for this? So his answer is, I don't have it. I took it from the bank, and it will take me 50 years to pay it off. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ it seems you're going to live forever. Because 50 years to pay this. Another man will say, no, I live on debt. He said, my old debt is still carrying on. I owe in that bank about 3 million. But every month I must only pay them 150,000. So I'm paying there. I'm putting up this one. He said, you are putting up factories in the manner it seems you're going to live forever. Because when you're going to pay it off? I asked one person who said, I'm buying a house. Small houses. Asked him, how long will you take you to pay it off? He said, 27 years. I said, I don't think you even know the Mehdi is around the corner. The Mehdi might pitch up and you say, can't you wait another 5 years? I got my house to pay off. 27 years. I said, can't you buy something smaller? 27 years you want to remain in debt. 27 years. He said, when you will put up buildings, factories, enterprises, in a manner that you got it after 70 years, I'll pay it off. He said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ it seems you're going to live forever. The people of this ummah were going to do the same. And they began doing it. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ because of power. He said, and when you launch your attacks, when you fight, you don't fight for the truth. You become oppressive when you fight. And the world was going to see that. Where war was going to break out. And soldiers were going to enter. And they would never be like in the past where battles took place. Muslim armies entered in the past. We're not speaking of non-Muslims here. When Quran mentioned the evil of the people of the past, like how Allah's Nabi said, you will be putting up those buildings. The people of this ummah, Muslims, in the past when jihad took place, one man said the difference between jihad and war, said when the crusaders entered Al-Aqsa, as their horses waded, they were walking in blood. The blood was till the knee of the horse. They killed Muslims, they killed Christians, they killed Jews. To pick up a child and just throw the child against the wall. And the child said, what is my crime? He said, no crime, I just want to kill today. He said, 90 years later, Salahuddin al-Ayyubi enters. When he enters, he sends his police force that tonight you will circle the entire city to make sure not a single Christian is harmed. The man then wrote, this is the difference between jihad and war. After they entered the city, they said nothing called revenge. They said nothing called, now I will show you who's the boss. Nothing called, you kill my father, I will show you, I'll kill you. He said, the army will make sure no one is harmed. If justice has to be served, it will come to the courts. But Allah, tabarak ta'ala, as the people of Nabi Hud alayhi salam did, it was known people in this ummah, a time will come, where there would be Muslim soldiers. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ when you will fight, بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ you will fight as an oppressor. Look at the war taking place today in Muslim parts. One Muslim country attacking another Muslim country. Bombs are falling. You ask the question, who are you killing? You say, it doesn't matter. When a Muslim will kill another Muslim, in huge amounts, the bomb falls anywhere, it makes no difference. This ummah was going to do that. The people of Nabi Hud alayhi salam fell into three things, putting up buildings, high buildings. And the people of this ummah, they also began putting up buildings. They began putting up enterprises where interest was the call of the day. As though you're going to live forever. And when they went to war, they began going to war. Where Medina Munawwara once upon a time sent out those armies in the world. which ensured justice in the entire world. Justice. Now from that very lens when armies go out, and we just have to close our eyes and say, Allah, let the light come back again. How is a Muslim soldier doing what he's doing? How is he firing that missile? How is he seeing those young children that the bullet is hitting, the bomb is hitting? Young children are being blown into pieces and he still goes to sleep at night. How is that Muslim soldier able to cut a person into pieces? How is he able to do something where the man is screaming in pain and he's just laughing? وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ. And when you will attack, you will be an oppressor. And some of us, we do the same. We are not the soldiers of an army. But when we behave with our families, we also go wild. For the people of Nabi Hud alayhi salam, was there any hope? A Nabi came to them and he said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Can't you fear Allah? But at that time, they did not have what the people of this ummah had. They were stubborn. In their stubbornness, they would even say, who could be stronger than us? In their stubbornness, they would say, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا خُلُقُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Whatever you're telling us is stories. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. Who will ever punish us? The people of this ummah will never say that. When it is said to them, this is Quran, Allah has blessed the people of the ummah who will say, the Quran on my head. And you will never say this is nothing but a story. It is this that is the difference between this ummah and them. They could not change because they did not accept. This ummah will also make mistakes. We will also fall into interest. We will also become oppressors. We will also put up high buildings and become as modern as possible. But when the devil will say, now Allah will punish all of you, Allah's Nabi said, Allah will not punish my ummah on an open scale. Why? Because when my ummah will hear the command of Allah, يؤمنون بالغيب إذا ذكر الله, when Allah will be mentioned, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ, when the verses of Allah will be read, زَادَتْهُمْ إِمَانًا. Sometimes you will see them shiver, sometimes their iman will be lifting, sometimes you will see a tear coming down the eye, and they will say, Allah, I am not stubborn. I may be weak, maybe I never understood, but if I know it's your command, now I'm different. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, there was the people of Nabi Salih alayhi salatu was salam. أَتُدْرَكُونَ فِي مَا هَا هُنَا آمِنِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ وَزُرُوعٍ وَنَخْلٍ طَلْعُهَا هَضِيمٍ وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا فَارِهِينَ. They were engulfed in what is called entertainment. Like what we will say, now I love the picnics. I love sightseeing. I love going out to beautiful sights. I'm a man, one day I'm in Switzerland. One day I'm moving under the seas. One day I'm flying in the skies. I like it. They enjoyed. So much they enjoyed their gardens. That he said to them, do you think you will be left in these gardens forever? He says, it is gardens and it is rivers. It is trees and the fruits of the trees. And from the mountains you are now carving out your spectacular houses. He says, but do you think you're going to remain here forever? The people of the past, when they saw the beauty of this world, then they got so gripped in the entertainment of this world that they never want to hear the name Allah. And a time was going to come where this ummah was going to see the same. About 200 years ago, if you had to tell the person, you will see Jannah on earth. You will see Jannah on earth. You'll say, where? I live in the Sahara. I live in a desert. He said, I live in a shack. He would say, I live in one small town. It is called Qatis. Where will Jannah ever find me here? The first thing that came into every house was the television. As the television entered, we began seeing Jannah on earth. We began seeing the beauties of the world. I cannot go to Switzerland, America, the beauties of America, Niagara Falls, England. But with television, I began seeing it. I saw Hollywood, I saw Bollywood. I began thinking, this is Jannah. When they were born, I became happy. When they died, I became sad. People in the world were crying outside, but I told them, I got to watch my movie, Jannah on Earth. We became gripped in a garden. The garden was in front. Although around us there was no garden. Outside there were millions of problems, but the television gripped me. As long as I got my movie in front, even if war is taking place, Allah Pak, help them. Quickly put on the movie now. I became gripped in sports. I became gripped in entertainment. Television entered. But it wasn't going to stop. It was going to come closer to the heart. Then Jannah on earth was going to come. It would make it even more real. They said, let's enter into 3D, 4D, where you can experience it for yourself, Jannah on earth. They said, now you will sit in one place. Now you will really feel you there. Now the games came out, where in the past he saw himself playing tennis. Then that game came out where he was playing tennis. I don't know if you ever saw, when I first time saw one man playing tennis, but it wasn't real tennis, it was tennis on what we can call like a screen. In that day, he really thinks he's playing tennis. But for him to play with the screen, he has to go slow motion. Like, hitless. But he was so happy, like, I'm the best tennis player in the world. There was a few children behind him. They were laughing. Like, you lost in your paradise on earth. Lost. Came closer. Now we have reached that time where they called it the metaverse. Metaverse means we will bring Jannah now on earth right to you. Where it can be late at night and the child will say, put on, or the granny will say, that granny can't walk. She says, my grandchildren, I remember the days when, you know, your granny was young. I remember when I got married, how I walked down the aisle. Now I can't even walk. Grandson will say, auntie, don't worry, I got something for you. Say, what? Say, it's the metaverse. Auntie puts it on. And he says, granny, where you want to go? Mount Everest. Where granny would ever climb Mount Everest? She can't move. But when that thing comes on, you will see granny whose legs can't move will be kicking less. I'm reaching the top. 2 o'clock in the morning, she's happy they're having a picnic on Mount Everest, Jannah on earth. He said to the people, do you think that in this garden you're going to remain forever? But the garden was so smart that the one who fell in love with it said, I don't want to come out of the garden. Even if he was told, leave this garden and Jannah is on outside, he said, I'll never leave this garden. In this ummah, the devil was going to bring Jannah on earth. And the individual was going to love it. He was going to be in it, surrounded with the best of pleasures and luxuries. For the people of Nabi Salih alayhi salam, they became so stubborn in this garden. When he said to them, ask, what must I say to you to tell you that you're in a lie? They said, we want to see some sign. This ummah, don't ask those questions. We are also weak in our gardens. But we will never say to Islam, bring me some sign. They said it. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam said, what sign do you need? When you are stubborn, you ask for the worst of signs. They said, we want to see a pregnant she camel coming out from a mountain. Camel from a mountain. Pregnant she camel from a mountain. What a question you're asking. Salih alayhi salam looked at Allah. Allah said, I'll send it. But this nation is such, they stuck in the garden. Even if they see a pregnant she-camel from the mountain, they will not change. And it came out. It gave birth in front of them. They never changed. Allah Tabarakala said, punishment supposed to come to them. So stubborn. I'll give them grace. But tell them that the camel must be allowed to move around. They must not interfere with the camel. This nation was so stubborn. The time came where they killed the camel of Allah. Naqat Allah. Salih alayhi salam said, this is Allah's camel, don't touch it. For them it is what difference it makes whose camel it is. As for this ummah has been blessed when someone will say, this is the book of Allah, don't touch it. Even that individual who is drowning in his lust, you will take this Quran and say, this is the word of my Allah. No matter who I am, but the word of my Allah is on my head. It is this respect for the word of Allah that is the difference between this ummah and the people of Nabi Salih alayhi salam. They killed the camel of Allah and the punishment fell. This ummah, no matter who they are, where they are, what they're doing wrong, but if the shaitani world ever says anything dirty against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is the weakest of this ummah who stands up and he will say, I'll kill that man. How dare he speaks about my Nabi? As for that nation, they said, I'll kill the camel of Allah. They said, I'll kill the camel. This ummah will never say that. That he said, bring me the Quran, I'll burn it. This ummah will not say that. The difference between this ummah, that is why Allah's Nabi said, punishment on a big scale to wipe out my ummah will not come. Because my ummah is the one, no matter how weak they are, they have respected the word of Allah. No matter how weak I am not stubborn. And then came, كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطٍ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوطٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Tabarakala said, it was the people of Lut, alayhi salatu was salam. He was the nephew of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was said, you will go to a certain nation. You will invite them to Allah. But this nation, the devil have gripped them in dirt. Their nature has become dirty. So dirty their nature was, that he had to say to them when he came, أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. That you have become so filthy, that man amongst you only wants man. Man amongst you only wants man. Any young man who would go past that village, if that person was not happy to accommodate them in their evil, they would rape that person also. Just because you are a man and I am a man. He said to them, أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. From the whole world, any man comes, you just want the man. In another verse, Allah Tabarakala speaks about when the angels of Allah, Jibreel alayhi salam and the others came, now for the final punishment, they came in the form of young men. The news went out that there are young men in the village, and it was known any youngster comes in, they rape that youngster. Rape. At the moment when this thing started, whatever they call it, this alphabet issue, then there are some Muslims, again, we make mistakes. Sometimes we say something that is not right, but this ummah is not stubborn. When this ummah hears Quran, the ummah says, Allah, I'm sorry. I never knew the difference between this ummah and that nation. There were those Muslims who said, like, it is their right if they want to be how they want to be. The verses of Quran shows that as it happened, it will go again. That it started where there were two people happy to be together, although they were not male and female. Male for male. At that time it wasn't female for female. Male for male. You could have said, it's their right, let them do what they want. But they never ended there. Min al-alameen. They went on, and this ummah was going to see it happening again. Where a time will come where they will imitate that same action. What was that same action? Forget a man happily going to another man. They became so sick that not a single boy or man would be allowed to pass, except that if happily you don't want to, then we will force it on you. They began raping young boys and men. Nabi Lut alayhi salam got guessed they were the angels of Allah. He became so worried. He never knew the angels. He became worried. The news spread. Allah Tabarakallah says, had you seen that people, as they were coming down that hill, they were like hungry. They were hungry for the guest of Lut alayhi salam. That word hungry is like you call a lion is running for its prey. They had no feeling. Lut alayhi salam pleaded to them. He said, these are my guests. Do not disgrace me with regards to my guests. Meaning you can't rape them. They were at his door. They said, did we not tell you to stop worrying of the world? If you want to be pure, go somewhere else. Any youngster who comes through, any man who comes through, is ours. Those people who today are saying, give them their rights. They must learn that it doesn't end there. The day comes where the lion becomes more hungry. Then it doesn't only eat the meat in front, it eats any meat. Minal alamin. You are going to man from the world. Like, everything is yours. He said, here are the women. He said, these are my daughters. Daughters means there are so many girls in this town. Why don't you get married to one of them? And they said, you know very well what we want. Allah Tabarakallah, if you understand Quran, we can't explain that scene. Where Allah Tabarakallah says, they came like rolling down the mountain. One pushing the other, I want to be first, I want to be first. Do we want to see that in the world? But the day will come where there will be people of this ummah who will also do that. They will become so dirty in their nature. And already in certain countries, the world saw it. There were certain Muslims in certain countries where raping young children was part of their tribe. When we speak of the Taliban today, Afghanistan, those who know just a few years before the Taliban, now it's America and Taliban, but before that it was Taliban and the Soviet Union. Not Soviet Union, what was called the Northern Alliance. And then before that was Soviet Union. So Soviet Union went out, they put power in the Northern Alliance. The reason why Taliban was created was mothers were crying that leaders of the Northern Alliance are raping our children. Where a man with a Muslim name, for him to rape young children was, I'm the Lord. They even called themselves, we are the Lords. And the mother came crying into the masjid. That's when that man was teaching Hidayah. She came crying in the masjid and said, they took my son. Took my son. And that's when a few of them said that, how can we continue teaching kitabs when young boys are being raped? And then they went into that place to save those children. In this ummah, they were going to see times where people would become like that lion. Then that man who said, give them their rights. Your own child will get raped in front and you have to say. Allah Tabarakallah then said this verse, لَأَمْرُكَ by the oath of your life, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. In their intoxication they were wild. By the oath of your life, O Allah's Nabi, this is the verse of Allah taking qasam oath on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when the sickness gets roots, a man knows no limits. He will come diving down the mountains to say, I want, I want. We went for a visa. We were sitting waiting for our turn. The person in front, the person asked from the one side of the glass, sir, what is your reason to be visiting this country? So many people behind him. If he wanted to quietly, he could have said, quietly he could have said. When he was asked, sir, what is the reason for your visiting this country? Quietly he could have gone to the glass and said, I need to visit my husband. But he wasn't quiet about it at all. Loudly he said, I need to visit my husband. And everyone sitting there, even that woman, all of us looked up. Because he's sir. Sir is not supposed to be visiting a husband. Then she looked up, then she realized, yeah, I'm not supposed to look funny. So she said, oh, okay, okay. And everyone, they just looked down like, but he was loud in it. Why was he so loud? He could have quietly said, I need to listen to myself. But they will not be loud, soft in him. Loud, Allah Tabarakallah says, they became wild in their intoxication. Diving down the mountain, say, I want, who's going to stop me? And Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wassalam had to cry. He said, وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ Allah created for you spouses. You have left that, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ He said, indeed you have gone beyond the limits. They said, لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِي يَا لُوتُ Quran, amazing Quran is. Which was an indication that this ummah would also see that point. This ummah would see people who would promote it. They would see people who would be hungry for it. This ummah, meaning Muslims. And this ummah would see people. They said to Lut alayhi salam, if you don't stop, he is telling them, you stop. They said to him, O Lut, if you don't stop, لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ We will make sure you get out from here. In this ummah, Allah save us all. But there will be some people in this ummah who will stand up with Muslim names and they will say, we will not allow in this place. Allah save us. We must never see that day where in a masjid, the mutawalli says, I rule. And the imam says, I cannot allow this, I will speak against it. And the mutawalli will say, myself, I don't do it. But you dare talk about it, you will get kicked out. لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ And Lut alayhi salam, he spoke on behalf of all the ulama, all the scholars, all the people of iman. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated that in his ummah Allah will create people who will do the work of the anbiya of the past. Lut alayhi salam's one sentence was the sentence of many of this ummah. Allah make it our sentence. He said, Inni li'amalikum min al-qalin. He said, you're telling me to stop talking, I can't stop talking. You're telling me to shut up, he said, I can't. He said, I can't stand this action of yours. لِعَمَلِكُم مِّنَ الْقَالِينَ He said, how can I keep quiet? And there will be in this ummah Lut also. Allah make all of us the tongue of Lut alayhi salam. And how can I say no, just keep quiet? But this ummah is different from the people of Lut. Lut alayhi salatu wassalam had to finally make his dua. رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ Allah, they are not listening. Save me and my family. We're going out. And Allah Tabarakallah said, go. And the punishment of Allah is coming. And the nation of Lut alayhi salam, the most that we can say today, you went to the Dead Sea. Says that was where they once upon a time were. Out. As for this ummah, they were going to also fall in the devil's trap. And it was going to become a thing in Muslim circles. And they would become people, Muslim people, who even if they would say, I don't do it. Lut alayhi salam's wife, as I told you, it was man to man, not woman to woman. One wife of Lut alayhi salam, she never did it because it wasn't woman to woman. But she liked man to man. She enjoyed man to man. So when the guests came to Lut alayhi salam to visit, it was the angels of Allah. Who sent the message to them? Someone is here, his own wife. Ajuzan fil ghabirin. Allah said, I'll save you and your family. But that old woman, he'll ask that old woman, what you got out of it? That you wanted to burn in the fire for what? You never even do it. In this ummah, there will be certain people also who will say, me, I don't do it. But I facilitate, I allow, I give everyone their rights. If he wants to, he wants, she wants, she wants. My one friend said, I went to go visit a family. That's why I said, there's no limits in this. And this is Quran to show you no limits. He said, I visited a family where the wife had given birth. And I congratulated him and I said, Mubarak, and Allah reward and Allah look after. And he gave all his du'as. And then he said, so what's his name? So what's his name? Because it was a he. What else is he going to say? And the father of the child became a little upset. When normally on the seventh day you must give a name to the child, isn't it? But on day one, it's already established whether it's a boy or a girl. You can't say, I'll wait till day seven to find out. On day one, you already know it's a boy, then these names, or day girl, these names. You can't say on day one that after a few days, I'll decide whether it's a girl or a boy. So he asked, what's his name? And the father became upset. And he said that me and my wife decided that we will give the child the right to decide what it wants to be. Meaning on that birth certificate, how could I put their boy when I don't know if my boy wants to be a boy? When that man said this, my friend said, I never know what to say, like, sorry. Sorry I asked you what's his name, I should have asked you what's its name. But even when it comes, I wonder what name he's going to give. He can't say, I'll wait for it to become 8 years old. Until then, what you going to call it? You have to call it Muhammad or Fatima. But he said, no, it is Ahmed. But he's a it. So at least one day, it can decide if he, it wants to be Fatima. He has to give a name in the end. What a sentence he had to say. You'll ask him, what you get out of it? You are happy to be a man, isn't it? He said, I'm very happy, but give my child a chance. He said, you are like the woman in the house of Lut alayhis salam. In the house of Iman, you get nothing out of it, but you want to burn in the fire. What you get out of it? Those that say, we're not for it, but we allow it. You'll say, you are the wife of Lut alayhis salam. Illa ajuzan fil ghabirin. Allah Tabarakallah said to Nabi Lut alayhi salam, go out fast, and when the punishment is coming, even the wife of Lut alayhi salam was moving with them, because his wife, she was moving with her husband. When Allah Tabarakallah's masail, Allah said on every one stone was the name of the one for who that stone is written. When that stone was falling on this nation, for this woman, like a missile, it went. As she was going, she turned around to see what's happening. And as soon as she turned, the thing hit her. That you are not going to get away. Perhaps you never do it. But why did you love it? When you never do it, why did you love it? Illa ajuzan fil ghabirin. Allah says, she's not going to get away. This ummah would also have some people who would be the wife of Lut alayhi salam. Allah save us all. Let us be the family of Lut alayhi salam, the real family. But the difference of this ummah is, even if you the wife of Lut alayhi salam, even if you are the qawm of Lut, even if you the one who did it, or the one who supported it, this ummah is not stubborn. This ummah one night will say, Allah, I don't know what I'm doing, but I am not stubborn. I know the truth. I am sorry. That one was going to be punished right through, and Allah would say to this one, you will be forgiven, right? This is the speciality of this ummah. We are not stubborn. When Quran is read, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ هَارْ شَوَى. And that's what the devil can't see. Why is that punishment not coming for all? This is a nation that has believed in the unseen. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. We are not stubborn. Allah Tabarakala finally speaks of the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam. And on this we will end it. Because what they did in that time, the ummah was going to do the same thing. The people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, they became gripped with what was called to cheat. He had to scream to them, O Fulkail, that when you're doing business, can't you just give the right amount? What's so hard about it? This ummah started on what was known as As-Sadiqul Amin. Our Nabi was called the most truthful. Then this Ummah became known as the most truthful. There was a time in this Ummah where a non-Muslim would say, I do business with Muslims because a Muslim will never cheat. Then a time was going to come in this Ummah where sometimes a Muslim will have to say, I do business with Christians because they don't cheat. He says, I don't ever trust Muslims. Allah Tabarakallah save us all. It had to happen. He said to the people, don't cheat. When they became gripped in cheating, they never just stopped there. It went one level further, and in this Ummah we were going to see the same. A caravan is passing. They're not bothered about what is called human feeling. Because of the wealth of the caravan, they would pay thugs that you will wait for the caravan. When it will come, grab it. Whoever you kill in the caravan, what you worried about? Kill them, I need that maal, that wealth. Shuaib alayhi salam said to them, Allah has given you so much. You're still going for the haram. Have you no feeling you waiting for the caravan? As they did in that time, was the ummah not going to see it? Where the wealthy man was going to be paying others. I need that car. Can you get it for me? 50,000. Get me that car. I said, what if there are people in that car? I said, what difference it makes? Wipe them out. I said, what if there's Muslims in that car? What difference it makes? I want the car. I need that container. If you have to kill some people, kill them. What difference it makes? This ummah was going to go in that direction. Where feeling was going to be lost. Where killing and murders would mean nothing. Where it would just be maal, maal, wealth, wealth, and you got enough wealth. He said, what Allah has given you is so much. And you're still going for it. You are attacking the caravan. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ He said, you're cheating. He said, you are attacking the caravans. You are spreading corruption in the earth. Do we not hear that sometimes the person says that who's behind the kidnappings? Who's behind the killings? Then he says, our Muslims. He says, Allah. He says, our Muslims. Will a Muslim ever kill? When Shuaib alayhi salam said, how can you do it? But there was an indication that people in this ummah would also do it. But the difference again between this ummah and his nation, his nation was going to say to Shuaib alayhi salam, ma anta illa basharun mithluna. He said, you just a man like us. You just a man like us. This ummah would never say that to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You just a man like us. And this ummah would never say it to the vicegerents of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the imam would stand on the minbar and the imam would say, don't cheat. Even the cheater sitting in front, he would keep quiet and say, the khutbah is taking place, let him say what he says. He would never stand up in the masjid and say, shut your mouth, you're just a man like me. He would understand that when Quran speaks, he says, وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ They said to Shuaib alayhi salam, you the liar. This ummah would never say this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You the liar. Even the man who killed another 20 people, at night he would sit and he would say, I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. The nation of Shuaib alayhi salam said, فَأَسْطِتْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ Bring the punishment. The people of this ummah would never say, Allah, punish me, I want to see it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken that Allah's general punishment on my ummah will not come. Because my ummah is a nation who can change. This program that was held, and so many programs will be held. And some people might say there's no hope for the ummah. This word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that general punishment will not come, was to say there's always hope for my ummah. The addict can become the sheikh tomorrow. The one who did the filthiest act of the qawm of Nabi Lut alayhi salam could be the one who tomorrow is telling the people, don't do this act. The murderer of today could be the savior of tomorrow. The one who's in the prison today, you find him, you see him reading Quran, you ask him, what you going to do when you come out? He says, I killed. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a man called Wahshi. To get his freedom, they said to him, kill Hamza, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He killed Hamza radiallahu anhu. He pulled out his liver. He took it to a woman who wanted to chew it. He never bothered. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart burned. My uncle, you took out his liver. That same Wahshi finds Kalima. Iman enters his heart. Wahshi then says, I killed the best of people. To make up for it, I had to kill the worst of people. There was a man called Musaylama. He said, I am the Nabi of Allah. He was well surrounded, well protected. Wahshi said, to make up for what I did, I said, I need to kill that man. Even if I die in that cause, I need to kill that man. He killed him. In this ummah, there would be those who would make such a tawbah that if yesterday he had committed the worst of action, after his tawbah, he says, Allah, I will make up for it. And they make up for it. This ummah is unique. Allah, make me and you amongst this unique ummah. We are not stubborn in the court of Allah. We do not ever say, you are the liar. We say, Allah, you have spoken the truth. We will never say, bring the punishment amongst us. We will say, don't punish us, O Allah. We are not bold, we are not stubborn. And we are a nation that's ready to cry whenever the demand is to cry in front of it. Even if I am gripped in that evil, even if I said the wrong sentence, even if I misunderstood the issue, I am the son of Nabi Adam alayhi salam, who as soon as I make an error and realize, I say, Allah, I am sorry. I am not the son of the devil who says, I will do as I want and no one can tell me what to do and I'll make everyone around me do whatever I want. I am the son of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Allah tabarakallah make us all live up to the legacy of our father, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Let us be of that army which Allah tabarakallah said, wa inna jundana, that indeed our army is going to come out on top. Wa inna jundana lahumul ghalibun. Our army is going to win this match. May Allah tabarakallah make us all of the winning army. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.